Marlon Smoke Podcast, welcome back. 21 Savage album review. He tried to do like a sneaky pop out. But I think what it is that's the new promo. That's the new promo. Basically, it's like this. You announce an album for a date. Give it a date. Give it a big date. And then wait to that date. And then don't drop. If you notice, Offset did it. He did it. Who else? It was like two other artists did it, and a lot of low key artists are doing it too. That's the new promo day, because it's basically like telling them, oh, this day, because you know with Apple Music, everything just kind of pops up, and you never really know when it's going. Because you got to get. Because you know you make money on Apple Music, so you got to get everything situated, like you know where that money going and all that type of stuff. So the music probably already be ready, even for what date, because they won't release a date unless they know that. But it's like a I even used to do that with artists here, but people would never get it. I always would tell them like, let's put a soft date out, and then. But we gotta, in our minds, we know we're gonna do a pushback. You know what I'm saying? Like, we know that we're gonna do a pushback. And there's nothing wrong with pushing it. You know, you see how, like, it didn't harm anything. People, you see what they tweeted? Oh, shit, I forgot to drop my album. That's just promo. That's just extra promo to have you thinking, oh, shit, like, what was really going on? Like, I tell you, rapping. Do you think if 21 Savage was super, super busy, you think he would have time to play video games with DJ Academics? Them dudes don't do shit. That rap shit is like, unless you're recording, and obviously with the talent of these motherfuckers, they ain't recording a lot, because the shit that they saying, it ain't taking a lot of shit to say that. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna get into it. 21 Savage, I think, I like how he opened it up. He opened it up with J. Cole, and I think he had like a little... another little propaganda was he didn't list any of the features, so you kind of got to just listen to hear them. So it kind of forces you to listen to every track, which was very, very smart. It kind of forces you to listen to every track, so you won't know. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, and that's smart, because most time motherfuckers look at a track, I know I do too, you look at the features on it, you like, oh shit, 2 Chainz on this show? Oh shit, damn, he had L Cool J on this one, like, you know what I'm saying, shit like that, it'll send you probably right to that song, so now you kind of let it play, like it was a song on there with Offset I liked, but like I said, there was no name on the feature, so you didn't even know until, but the only thing is, some of the tracks I heard, I didn't even know who the feature was, like, he probably was maybe one of his boys or something, but I don't even know, but here we go, 21 Savage, a lot.
How much money you got? How many problems you got? A lot. How many people done doubted? A lot. Love you out to rap? A lot. How many credits you flop? A lot. How many lawyers you got? A lot. How many times you got shot? A lot. How many niggas you shot? A lot. How many times did you ride? A lot. How many niggas done died? A lot. How many times did you cheat? A lot. How many times did you lie? A lot. How many times did she leave? A lot. How many times did she cry? A lot. How many chances she done gave you? Fuck around with these dies. Every day that I'm alive, I'm around with this stick. I'd rather be broke in jail than be dead and rich. Told my brothers take my breath if I turn to a snitch. But I'm 21 for L, ain't no way I'ma switch. Penitential chances just to make a couple bucks. My heart's so cold, I could put it in my cup. Versus the world, me and my dog, it was us. Then you went and wrote a statement, and that really fucked me up.
My brother lost his life and it turned me to a beast. My brother got life and it turned me to the streets. I've been through the storm and it turned me to a G. But the other side was sunny, I get paid to rap on beats. How much money you got? A lot. How many problems you got? A lot. How many people done doubted? A lot. Love you out to rap? A lot. How many pray that you flop? A lot. How many lawyers you got? A lot. How many times you got shot? A lot. How many niggas you shot? A lot. How many times did you ride? A lot. How many niggas done died? A lot. How many times did you cheat? A lot. How many times did you lie? A lot. How many times did she leave? A lot. How many times did she cry? A lot. How many chances she done gave you? Fuck around with me, die. A lot.
Back home, 6 hour drive, 6 and a half. Before I left, I stopped by and seen my nigga 21 in the studio. Yeah, it was kids with him right in the studio. That's when I knew. Stand up, nigga. I love seeing shit like that. Question. How many faking they streams? Getting they plays from machines. I can see behind the smoke of members, niggas ain't really big as they seem. I never say anything. Everybody got their thing. Some niggas make millions, other niggas make memes. I'm on a money routine. I don't want smoke, I want cream. I don't want no more comparisons. This is a marathon, and I'm aware I've been playing a bet from a lack of promotions. I never was one for the bragging and boasting. I guess I was hoping the music would speak for itself, but the people want everything else. Okay, no problem, I show up on every one album. You know what the outcome will be. I'm betting a thousand. It's got to the point that these rappers don't even like rapping with me. Fuck it, come on, nigga. 21 Savage just hit me and told me he sent me a spot on a new record he got. He called it a lot. I open my book and I jot. Rappers account, see they wanting a ride. I picture him inside a cell on a cot, fretting on how he made it to the top, wondering if it was worth it or not. I pray for Markel cause they fucked up the shot. Just want you to know that you got it, my nigga. Though I never met you, I know that you special. When that the Lord bless you, don't doubt it, my nigga. Dennis Medjugorje, stay solid, my nigga. I'm on a tangent, not how I planned it. I had some fans that hopped in a band. This shit when they thought that I wasn't gon' pan. Now I got a plan. They say the success is the greater revenge. Tell all your friends, call on a mission, submitting the spot is the greatest. They did it before it all ends, nigga.
How much money you got? A lot. How many problems you got? A lot. How many people done doubted? A lot. Love you out to rap? A lot. How many pray that you flop? A lot. How many lawyers you got? A lot. How many times you got shot? A lot. How many niggas you shot?
Now see, that was a lot featuring J. Cole. That was the opener. I think he opened it up with that, which was great because he set the tone with, he grabbed the ladies' attention by with that one line. How many chances she done gave you about fucking with these little thoughts? He grabbed all the women in the world hearts with that one. That pulled them in. And then the chorus is kind of catchy. It makes sense, you know. It makes sense. It's cool. It's cool. So I think it would have been cool even without J. Cole. You know, so I actually think this would have been a pretty cool song. Now, from the rest of the shit that I was listening to, I ain't gonna lie, man. I want to talk a little bit more about what he was saying in his Breakfast Club. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I heard what he was saying in his Breakfast Club interview. Basically saying, like, how can somebody tell you how to project yourself? But basically, what it is, it's like, come on, dude, man. Like, there's still people out here that's dope as fuck, and there's people that play football, play basketball, but there's a difference. You got LeBron James, and then you got Devin George. You know what I'm saying? Or you got in football, you got Tom Brady, and then you got motherfucking Kirk Cousins. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a difference. Like, that's all these people are doing is just giving you the gauge. Like, okay, well, you're a player in the game, and you, like, hey, Kirk Cousins still rich. Kirk Cousins make more money than Tom Brady. You know what I'm saying? So don't get mad at people because they're critiquing on one or everybody that's. Now, I know some young people that I think you're actually garbage to the young people. You know, no disrespect, but, you know, it's just like a lot of garbage players are overpaid. You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't really make a. It's not like every single person that has something to say about you guys is hating. It's just stating facts. Tom Brady is better than motherfucking Eli Manning. You know what I'm saying? He's better. Like, you know, or Matthew Stafford in Detroit. Like, nigga, Big Ben is better than Matthew Stafford. He got two Super Bowl rings. He's winning games. Even Joe Flacco got a Super Bowl ring. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you never, like, it's a lot of people that's making big, big fucking money, way more. Matthew Stafford probably make way more money than Ben Roethlisberger. More money than what's his name? Tom Brady. And they they the ones giving you the Super Bowls. You know what I'm saying? So it's a gauge. Like, you can't, like, make it seem like everybody is on level, because you have young guys that are coming out that are dope fucking lyricists, like the dude from Maryland with the lisp. Like, young boy, 18, 19, dope bars. You know what I'm saying? Like, so don't try to, like, twist the gauge because you're garbage. Like, you like the only nigga that rap like this. Like, nobody else really raps. Like, you, like, what I can say is, like, you got your own style. You got your own style, so, you know, ain't nobody can take that from you, you know what I'm saying? But you can't, like, make it seem like you have to be looked at as one of the greats in the game. Like, you know, or like, it's almost like the ones that rap like this, they try to make fun of people that rap good, or you want to use a whole bunch of words in a sentence, good for you. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't really do that. That's not really fair. You know what I'm saying? Because you didn't have to do this. This is just the style that you came up with. We understand that it's art, but it's, you know, like I said, them sorry basketball players, that shit is art too. It's just not in a different light. But here we go with, you know, 21 Savage Mobs. We're going to check out another one. This ain't song two, but this is just another one off the tape that I just want y'all to hear. I'm running smoke.
Teachers told me I would be nothing, but I went far. I could pay your salary for 10 years.
See, that was dope. That was another good song I liked on it, Monster. Now, I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't know if that was Drake. It's like at one moment the dude sound like Drake, then he didn't. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, this was a brilliant idea by not putting the names on his features. But honestly, it kind of shows you how you kind of got to use gimmicks to get people. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think that anybody else would have had to do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, because most times people want their credit for a feature. Like, if I'm on your track, especially as an artist, you know, like, you know, the DJ may go on a tape or, you know, not at all or something, you know, that ain't really matter. But we don't go track by track. But artists want their credit. Like, I've had people jump down my throat about not having this person's feature name on the tape. So, like, I don't know. Like I said, I think it was a gimmick. I think it was genius, though, because, like, you literally had to just listen. But the only fucking thing is, I don't know who is who. Like, if that wasn't Drake, I'm going to feel like a fucking asshole. You know what I'm saying? But that was a pretty good song. That's called Monster. You know, it's on there, too. We're going to get into one more, and I'll be right back with y'all. Stand by.
Bullshit, I'm not with it. Car, your man beat, she let me hit it. Diamonds got you in the lake. I don't be going on date, on date. She got an ass, but it's fake. He saving hoes, need a cake. Lil mama head supreme, but I'm still rocking his bait. Oh God. All I know is two guns, nigga. If you replace, you get eight. Had to put a bitch on pause. Me and my dogs break laws. 21 gang till I fall. You can get hit in the jaw. The chopper can hit all of y'all. Your brother, your gold fishing dog. Most of my niggas just raw. They cut off and had you your balls. Hit you BFF, I'm petty. Can't leave the streets, I ain't ready. Me and my hood got married. And my wedding ring was a machete. Need me a Keisha like Billy. This and me got a nigga homeboy buried. They don't come outside, they scary. When we start spinning niggas blocks, they telling. Got your baby mama in the yo. I don't smoke weed, I sell dope. And no back and forth, it's smoke. Pull up on you and your folks. Try to give me head, she choke. We call you a wreck cause you spoke. All these tennis chains like I'm in a tennis game. Y'all niggas wanna go ropes, bro. Killers out the six. Got them all high. Ex-girlfriends. Got them all five. Don't you cross the gang, dog. We like barbed wire. Stacking up the M's, I'm a habitual carbide. Acting Hollywood, I kicked that out on wheel shot. Got a model and she tighter than a grill ply. Sneak and steal my flow, a lot of these rappers slid biters. I'm 4L gang, 4L dog, and we got big rifles. Let me pop my shit, yeah. Keep a big block on my hip, yeah. One up top my shit. I don't like to cop my shit. Y'all niggas gossiping shit. No more beef, we drop that shit. Y'all niggas top that shit. Never had a payment, I bought that shit. BS one on my wrist. Can't put my tongue on no bitch. Cause I still kiss my kids. Oh, you need to fix your wig. All my brothers did a bitch. When they came home, we was rich. But for the acres and a mule, they got 50 racks and a brand new seed. Little boy, get up out the way. Yeah. Little boy, we didn't come to play. Yeah. And I got a partner named Drake. You can get beats by Drake.
I don't know, man. I mean, like I said, if this is what you prefer, I guess it's cool. It's cool little music, but all that album of the year and all that, I don't know. You know, that song's called Break the Law. Cool pace, but it's just like it's really like now I see why they say. They all say the same thing because it's really no message. That's why you say that it's crazy because all these dudes that rap this way, all they gotta do is storytell or make a plot. Like just think back to the verse that J. Cole just spit on his record. He was kind of like giving you a message, like he like a baby Jay-Z with it, like he giving you a message, like he He spoke on the Tekashi. You know what I'm saying? He really put a feeling on you, like for if you a Markelle Fultz fan or his family, like you felt that. Markelle Fultz probably felt that, like, you know what I'm saying? And like that shit probably, you know, and then the other part where he was talking about Tekashi and like, you know, small messages, not like super, super tight, but it's basically like, it's no message at all with what he's saying. Like, what his 21 Savage is like, it's like he coming out like, oh, my diamond's on this. If you run up, I kill you. I hit you. I can fuck your wife. If I want to, all I gotta do is call. I'm driving this. My ears is on this. You broke. Your opinion don't matter. I get high of what I do. You know what I'm saying? Like it's literally the same message. Like I'm rich. Fuck you. I'm rich. You're not. I got this much money. You don't. I can do this. You can't. I gotta stick. I hit you with it. You will get killed for fucking with me. Like it's literally the same shit. Like they're not saying nothing, no different, man. Like and that's why I said like you could rap like this, but just make something like they. It's like they don't never think. They just keep trying to tell you the same shit in a different way, like. If you run up, I can fuck your bitch. If you run up, I'll kill you. I might kill your folks. When you start talking that shit and then we slide on you, you scared and you want to call the police. You a bitch. Your man's a bitch. And you ain't got as much money as me. Like, that's it. That's it. It's just in a different context away. I fucked two hoes this morning and you can't, you know what I'm saying? It's even like Kodak. Kodak give you like messages with his shit. That's why he so elite. He give you messages. He can give you messages. And Kodak is a new rapper. Kodak ain't no 100 bar type of nigga. But his music is soul for it. You know what I'm saying? So I mean it's cool though. I can definitely get with what he's saying. With you know, but I don't know about really no rider music. So I guess I'd give him probably a. I guess I give it a probably a good B, you know what I'm saying? Because he got a bunch of features. I thought he wasn't a feature guy, but he got a bunch of features. And I like the little jabs that they did, like no feature list, no, you know what I'm saying? The keeping the surprise and the I liked that a lot. So you know, I'm gonna give him that. I like how he opened it up. He opened it up like. This is about rap, so let me go ahead and get the J. Cole nigga in the beginning. Let J. Cole give you a message so you already touched by the tape. The tape already made headlines from the first track. You know, whatever J. Cole was saying, them J. Cole references was everywhere with the NBA posting them. You know, the Tekashi Jones, you know, they was everywhere. DJ Academics, all, you know, everybody, like, his shit, everything he said was quoted, so it was like, he already touched the surface, like, more than some people probably dropped and got way more sales or way more better music, but they didn't have anything to touch the soul, like, J. Cole, every time you put the J. Cole on the track, he gonna touch, especially, like, if he gonna rap with a message like that, so that's dope, man. Shout out to J. Cole for that shit. Or whatever, he kind of like saved his take. Cause if you take away that, then it's really more of the same. He kind of opened it up with something different that you probably hadn't heard in a while, and yeah, that was dope. That was dope. So I give it a B, man. Y'all can check it out. It's on all platforms. Yeah, 21 Savage.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.